This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone right now by Raft River Trojans head football coach, Brian Poole. Coach Poole, thank you for taking some time with me today.
You bet.
Coach, you're entering your third season as the lead man at Raft River. Last year, you had a record of 8-3, coming up just shy of the state championship game. How did your summer program go with your kids, and what kind of expectations are you looking at?
You know, we've had a good summer this summer. We've had a lot of kids. A lot better turnout for our summer things than we've had in the past. Our weight room, we've had the majority of our kids at the weight room throughout the summer. Summer camp we had at the end of July went really well. We had pretty much our entire team was there. I think our expectations are high, and I think the excitement level's high.
Coach, your team brings back quite a few players on both sides of the ball, especially on offense this season. Tell us just a little bit about the skill players you have at your disposal and what you believe their potential could be this year.
Well, our quarterback, Dalton Peterson, returns. He started nine of our games last year. He was injured for a couple games and out, but for the most part, he returns, and you know, we expect big things out of him. His leadership through the summer has been excellent. He's grown a lot. His maturity level is a lot higher than it has been. He runs the ball really well. He has a strong arm. One of our goals going in is try to get him to be more accurate, be able to be a little bit more accurate in our passing game as a team, not just as a quarterback. But if we can get him through that point, he'll do an excellent job for us leading us, and he's got great potential running the football. So we're excited to have him back. Also having a quarterback that you've had for a season running in the varsity experience, it seems like it's a lot quicker, a lot easier to get your offense in. You can move forward a lot faster and have a lot more in going into the season. We have our running back, Max Bowden, back again this year. And, you know, we expect Max had a great year last year. We expect to have him take off right where he left off last year. You know, he's got good speed. He's explosive. And he's a good option for our offense. We also return Will Holtman, who is our tight end, and he's a big target, and he's got great hands, but probably the best thing he does for us is he's a great blocker, and we use him at tight end, but most of our sets he's spread out, and he's a great blocker, whether he's split out as a slot or he's in a tight end, and so those things help. We also return one of our other receivers that will be a senior, Bruin Hinckley, this year, that we're just excited. We think he's going to have a breakout year and be a big part of our offense. Along with them, those guys are all seniors, but we also have Wacy Holtman, who played a lot of minutes for us last year as a running back, and he'll be a sophomore this year, and we'll have him back full-time, and so we expect big things out of him as far as he's one of the most aggressive athletic kids we have in our program, so we're expecting him to have a great year.
Chatting with Raft River head football coach Brian Poole. Coach, how does having that experienced offensive line, which you do have this season, how does that benefit you in your preparation for the upcoming year?
Yeah, you know, this first year we've had any sort of size. I wouldn't say we're huge, but we have two kids that will start for us. They'll be over 200 pounds, and both of them played significant. Our center was All-State last year, and he's probably the hardest worker in our school. He has worked so hard in weight room and everything else, and so just his leadership and both of them we expect big things out of, and you know, that's really the only place we're looking on our offense that we really need to replace is trying to replace another offensive lineman. And you know, we got a couple of two or three kids that are fighting for that position, and you know, we'll fill it out as we go. But it's just going to add a lot more. We'll be able to do a lot more things. I think having the experience on the offensive line and a little bit of size, along with some good experience running backs, we'll be able to, at times when we need to, line up and just run right at you. I think we can do that if we get on the goal line and we're in situations where we need to get a yard or two. We're going to be awful hard to stop.
Coach, defensively for you this season, what are some areas that you're looking to improve upon?
Well, we were great against the run last year. Our front five did a nice job against the run all year. Our inexperience at DBs and our ability to cover the pass, and some of that in eight-man football isn't just your linebackers have to play a lot bigger role in that. So you can't always just blame your DBs, but as a team and a group, we have to do a little bit better job we have to do a little bit better job as a defensive unit covering the pass. We've got some DBs that are returning. We returned two DBs. You know, one started for us all year. The other one was our quarterback, Dalton, and we limited him time on defense because we wanted to keep him fresh for offense. But this year he'll have to step up and help us. But we have to get better in our defending against the pass. And some of that comes from our front being able to contain the quarterback a little bit better job, keep him in the pocket. So as a whole unit, we just have to improve on that. And then along with that, we want to make teams one-dimensional. If I had one thing I'd like to do is nobody can run the football on us. Make them only do one thing and make them pass. And then at that point, we need to do a little better job than we did a year ago at defending the pass.
If you could point to the X factor for the season, the overall thing that'll either sway you into success or into failure, what is it for your team and why?
Well, I think probably one of the biggest things is keeping things in perspective and being humble as players. I mean, because, you know, sometimes things can come so easy and everything can go, your season can go along really well and you can play really well. How do you react when you get in that first situation that is tough? I mean, that it's tight, or you finally run into competition that is right with you. And how does your team react? Because it's going to happen to every team throughout the season, and who's going to make plays in those circumstances? And I think being humble and not overconfident will help you prepare, and it will have a better mentality when you do hit that spot. Knowing as a player and as an athlete, at some point, as easy as it might seem, at some point it's not going to be easy. And what am I going to do when it's not easy? And trying to prepare for that is a tough part, and hopefully we can do that, and hopefully our kids can keep that perspective and be ready to make plays when it matters.
Talking with Raft River Trojans head football coach Brian Poole. Coach, your longtime rival Oakley has dropped back down to 1A Division I and into your conference. Glens Ferry has also dropped down along with Valley. For those who don't know, could you explain just a little bit about why this rivalry is so big between the two schools and why the game means so much?
Well, you know, my experience with it, I guess, is I'm new too. This will be my first year with the rivalry in football. Before that, we haven't played them. So as me as a coach, it's kind of new, but just a little bit. And I've had a little bit of experience being a basketball coach, and we still have faced them off in basketball. And, you know, it just means a lot to the communities. Our communities are really linked. They're closely linked, both being farming, ranching communities. Everybody knows everybody out there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the rivalry and both programs, not just a rivalry game. And I think in the years past, and that's made it a big deal. And, you know, for so long, the game has meant something as far as the outlook, as far as conference championships, as far as state playoffs, as far as state dominance. Oakley and Raft River have both been, in the last 10 years, up there pretty high in those categories. And so I think the game, besides meaning a lot between the communities, it means a lot in the potential framework of how the playoffs work out, and I think it will mean a lot this year.
Overall for your squad this season, what are you the most excited about?
Well, having senior leadership, having a lot of seniors. You know, I think in any program, I think when you can put a lot of seniors, it's always nice to have young kids that are getting the experience and out there, but being able to go out with a lot of seniors, to me, seniors have an edge on them because they know this is it. As a sophomore and junior, you may play hard, but there's always the future. And as seniors, the future's here now. And so having that, the one thing I think helps is these kids have been in our system basically now for a couple of years. A lot of them played varsity time for a couple of years. It's a lot easier to put things in. This summer, we were able to go and, you know, one or two reps at something, and all of a sudden they remember it. It's back to it. Where in the years past, it's taken us a long time to get that to that point. And so I think the seniors being able to just roll with it, and we're going to be able to do a lot more things. And just excited. I like to have seniors that are out there. I like to say, I think it means more to them than it does to anybody else.
Coach Poole, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. We appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Trojans this season.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
That's Raft River Trojans head football coach Brian Poole. As always, you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, and rankings for all Raft River High School athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.